بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله we'll sing the munajat or recite the munajat of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayh.
إلهي يا عالم ہے گلزار تیرا إلهي إلهي يا عالم ہے گلزار تیرا عجب نقش قدرت نمودار تیرا جہاں لطف گل ہے وہی خار غم ہے جہاں لطف گل ہے وہی خار غم ہے ہے گل خار میں گل میں ہے خار تیرا عجب رنگ بے رنگ ہر رنگ میں ہے عجب رنگ بے رنگ ہر رنگ میں ہے یہ ہے رنگ صنعت کا اظہار تیرا خوشی غم میں رکھی ہے اور غم خوشی میں خوشی غم میں رکھی ہے اور غم خوشی میں عجب تیری قدرت عجب کار تیرا اللہ 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 نقشہ دو عالم کا جو جلوہ گر ہے ہے پردہ میں روشن سب انوار تیرا یہ کوتاہی اپنی نظر کی ہے یا رب یہ کوتاہی اپنی نظر کی ہے یا رب تیرے نور کو سمجھے اغیار تیرا نہیں وہ جگہ اور نہیں وہ مکہ ہے نہیں وہ جگہ اور نہیں وہ مکہ ہے کہ جس جان ہی ذکر و اذکار تیرا تو ظاہر ہے اور لاکھ پردے میں ہے تو ظاہر ہے اور لاکھ پردے میں ہے تو باطن ہے اور سخت اظہار تیرا اللہ 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 تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب تو آخر نہیں انتہا کار تیرا تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن تو ہی ہے تو ہی یا کہ آثار تیرا نظر کو اٹھا کر جدھر دیکھتا ہوں نظر کو اٹھا کر جدھر دیکھتا ہوں تجھے دیکھتا ہوں نہ اغیار تیرا الہی میں ہوں بس خطاوار تیرا الہی میں ہوں بس خطاوار تیرا مجھے بخش ہے نام غفار تیرا عفو کی سے چاہے گنہگار تیرا، عفو کی سے چاہے گنہگار تیرا، کہوں کس سے چھوڑے گرفتار تیرا، اللہ 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 اللہ، تیرا نام شیریں حلاوت ہے دل کی، تیرا نام شیریں حلاوت ہے دل کی، ہر ایک بات سے خوش ہے تکرار تیرا، تو میرا میں تیرا میں تیرا، تو میرا تو میرا میں تیرا میں تیرا، تو میرا تیرا فضل میرا میرا کار تیرا، نہیں میں تو ہی ہے تو ہی ہے، نہیں میں نہیں میں تو ہی ہے تو ہی ہے، نہیں میں تو ہے نور میرا میں آثار تیرا، میں ہوں عبد تیرا تو معبود میرا، میں ہوں عبد تیرا تو معبود میرا، تو مسجود میں ساجد زار تیرا، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے، میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا، اللہ 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 اللہ، ہے جنت کی نعمت تو سب میرے سر پر، میسر ہو ایکاش دیدار تیرا، ذرا آپ اپنے میں امداد آتوں، ذرا آپ اپنے میں امداد آتوں، کہے کون تو کیا ہے گفتار تیرا، الہی قبول ہو مناجات میری، کہ رد کرنا ہرگز نہیں کار تیرا، نبی کریم آل اصحاب سب پر درود اور سلام ہو وے ہر بار تیرا، میرے پیر استاد ماں باپ پر بھی، میرے پیر استاد ماں باپ پر بھی، الہی رہے رحم بسیار تیرا، اللہ 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 اللہ،
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، یا ایها الذین آمنوا اذکروا اللہ ذکرا کثیرا وسبحوه بکرۃ واصیلا، صدق اللہ العظیم. Respected brothers and sisters and elders, O mothers listening over the receiver at the madrasa, what we heard now was the munajat written by or compiled by Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi alayh. Now these people were Ahlullah, and you can make out from the kalam of Allah Wala that dard he has in his heart, the real ishq and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he is calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such powerful words, Ya Allah, you are zahir, yet you are batin. You are manifest, yet you are covered with thousands of veils. You are hidden, yet you are apparent, you are manifest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat we can see in front of us. Allah has got powerful creation. By looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we realize the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the ocean, look at the mountains, the sky. There's no cracks in the sky. The seven firmaments, the huge, mighty mountains, the ocean, the rivers, the trees, the animals, human beings. So all these are the makhluq of Allah Rabbul Izzat that depicts and shows and portrays the qudrat and the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is batin, Allah is hidden. We cannot see Allah with our naked eye. But in Jannat, Allah Rabbul Izzat and in the Munajat, Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi makes us cry to Allah that we have the beautiful bounties in Jannat, so many. The rivers, the palaces, the fruit, all that is in His place. But Ya Allah, we want that moment when we will be able to see You, O Allah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this. So in this Munajat, he is crying out to Allah Rabbul Izzat that I am full of sins. And all of us are full of sins. Day and night, we disobey Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is the purpose of these gatherings, Majlis of Dhikr, as we mentioned so many times before, and Hazrat Rahmatullahi, I think you should mention, that these are for ta'aleem purposes. Because we are living lives of ghaflat, and that's the truth. Whole day and night, let us be honest to ourselves. Where do we spend our time? How do we spend our time? This tongue that we have, it's a very small limb in the body, piece of flesh. What do we engage our tongues in? Ghibat, gossiping, backbiting, shouting somebody, swearing, using vulgar language, obscene language. How much do we use this tongue in the dhikr of our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And therefore when we come to such gatherings, Allah gives us a tawfiq. Allah has brought us here. And Allah has given us this chance again. That no matter how napak our tongues are, and no matter how filthy our hearts are, but we are engaging our tongues in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is awwal, Allah is akhir, Allah is zahir, Allah is batin. Allah has such beautiful names. Allah has such beautiful qualities. And we have to remove from our heart aghyar, everybody besides Allah. Each one of us, if we look down deep into our hearts, and we talk about soul searching, and look down into our hearts, we know what our hearts are carrying. The evil, the vice, the filth, love of every haram pleasure. How much of Allah do we have in our hearts? So in this home of ours, which we have filled with so much of filth, and now we expect, are we inviting Allah to come into this home of ours? In dunya, if our house is filthy and we're expecting very great visitors coming from abroad, we'll make sure that everything is spotless before they come. Why not then rid our hearts from all the filth that we have and let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reside, or Allah ta'ala come into our hearts, or the nur of Allah come into our hearts. And therefore we say, La ilaha illallah. This is nafi and ithbat, which we have mentioned many times, but there are many new people tonight. That we say, La, La to everything besides Allah. La to the pride that we have. La to the arrogance we have. La to the anger that we have. How often a person is doing so many good deeds. He's performing his tahajjud, excellent. He's fasting on Mondays and Thursdays, excellent. He's performing his 5 times salat, excellent. Many good acts he's doing, going for hajj and umrah, excellent. But he is unable to control his anger with his wife and children. Unable to control his anger with his subordinates, with his workers, with his servants, with his maids. There he gives vent to his feelings and anger. He becomes like a roaring lion. Then he becomes ghafir of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Deen is complete. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a practical example and explained to us all these good khisal and sifat that a mu'min should have. How often in so many ahadith, some of these maladies have been mentioned, and he said they cannot be coupled with iman. They cannot be joined with iman. Iman and bukhal or shuh, kanjusi, to be a miser, it cannot be together. What is the object of these ahadith? To rid ourselves from all these filthy, filthy maladies that we have. So we say la to everything. So many are caught up in an illicit relationship. So many. Person says, entire day, entire night, my mind is just wandering. And I'm just thinking of that one woman. I don't see her, but the thoughts are coming into my mind all the time, because I'm so caught up in her love. Even when I'm making sajda, when I'm making salat also, I can't even think of Allah, the picture of that woman comes into my mind. Therefore, when we sit in dhikr, the majlis of dhikr, it is such an auspicious gathering. And I mentioned the hadith to you previously also. The angels actually throng such a gathering. Allah's special mercy comes down on such a gathering. Sakina, peace, tranquility comes down on such a gathering. Allah remembers such a gathering in the gathering of the angels. Allah bows to the angels. After such a gathering, Allah makes a person announce, an angel announce, that all of you stand up in the condition that Allah has forgiven you. And then the angels say, oh Allah, there was a certain person who joined this gathering, not because of the dhikr that was taking place. He came because of some other purpose. He needed to meet somebody. So he didn't come with the intention of joining this gathering. Allah says, even he is forgiven. Because of the auspiciousness of such people who were taking my name. They were indulging, they were engaging in my dhikr. They were praising me. Allah is not in need of our praising Him. Allah has created angels from the time that they were created, some in the standing position, some in ruku position, some in sajda position. Thousands of them. All engaged in the tahmid of Allah, in the tasbih of Allah, something subhanallah, something alhamdulillah, all the time. No other task, no other work. Allah does not even need them also. Allah is samad, beniyaz. But Allah has given us the opportunity. Why we can rekindle his iman? I mentioned to you Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala, to catch hold of another sahabi's hand. Idlis bina nu'min sa'atan. Let us sit and bring iman for a while. Sahabi said, what do you mean bring iman for a while? Awalasna mu'min, don't we have iman? He said, nazkurullah. Fanazdadu iman. We'll make the zikr of Allah. Talk about Allah's greatness. Ponder, reflect that Allah is ghaffar. As Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah mentioned, that tu ghaffar, you are ghaffar. I am a sinner. I need you, O Allah, to forgive me. The word ghaffar is a very powerful word. It's a mubalagha word. It shows so much of emphasis. Allah doesn't just forgive once or twice or occasionally. Allah has the power and Allah has the quality of forgiving all the time. All Allah wants us, even in this majlis of dhikr, a person is sincere. He's making the dhikr of Allah. He's pondering over his beautiful Allah, his kind Allah, his loving Allah. How Allah forgives. He thinks over his gunas. He says la to all those gunas. His heart begins to tremble. His heart begins to cry. He sheds those tears of repentance. Sufficient. That is sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the person. But the important thing is after the majlis of dhikr, after we have rekindled our iman, we've brought nur into our heart, we feel so beautiful, we feel so nice, we feel so strong, we feel so strengthened, we feel so illuminated. We're carrying the nur of Allah in our hearts. Now we must not destroy that nur the moment we step out of the masjid or out of our homes by disobeying Allah again. Now we have to be wary that just now my Allah forgave me. I repented, I knocked on his door. He opened the door. He called me in. He entertained me. Am I going to be such a guest now that now he is going to be ungrateful? And after the host entertained me so well, now I'm going to talk ill of the person? Or now I'm going to ignore that person. This dunya is very short-lived, temporary. None of us know when is our turn, whose janaza is next, whose janaza is next. We have heard, we have seen, and so many notices of people passing away, we carried so many janazas, one after the other. Now is the time. Before the curtain is drawn, game is over, Malakul Maut comes and snatches away a person's ruh, now it is too late. Before that happens, we have the chance, we have the opportunity. All we require is that himmat, that one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned also previously, on Saturday night also. They just take that one step towards Allah, and Allah comes running towards us. Our Allah is so kind. If you look at the books of ahadith, and the ahadith of raja, of hope in Allah, and the ahadith of tawbah and istighfar, it will give a person so much encouragement to turn to Allah. And that is our object of this majlis of dhikr, where we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat, because Allah is prepared to forgive us. No matter what our condition is, as long as we are sincere, and we make the correct tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we persevere, we try, we will falter, we will make those few mistakes, but Allah is so loving, Allah will forgive us, Allah will help us, Allah will bring somebody to guide us. Allah will make our hifazat. A very great buzurg, I think he has passed on, Mawlana Ubaidullah Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Mahmud Al-Hasan Amritsari Rahmatullah Ali's son. I met him once in Makkah Sharif. And he said, in this zamana of so much of fitna and fasad, so much of challenges, so much of difficulties, all we are required to do is save our iman. Just save our iman and carry on through this world. Just save our iman. So how are we going to save our iman? By sitting in the company of the Ahlullah, the real Mashaykh, the real Ahlullah. We're going to search for them. Or at least those people who are the khuddam, the servants of the Ahlullah. Or those who are students of the Ahlullah. Sit in the company of the dhikr of where Allah Ta'ala's name is taking place. Sit in the bayan where Allah Ta'ala's azmat is taken. Or Rasulullah's sunnat has been mentioned. Or Rasulullah's beautiful Sirat is being mentioned. All these things. This is how a mu'min spends his life. And Allah's qasam, this is absolutely interesting. It gives us great pleasure. A person becomes so much more engrossed and he wants to learn more and more. There are so many people who ask, Manana, is this sunnat? How do we do this? So many women folk also. Once they have changed their lives, now they want to climb higher and higher and higher. They're not satisfied with their position. And it's an excellent quality because they want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't become complacent. They don't want to just sit back and relax. They want to strive and work very hard. And they want to gain that highest position and that highest mark in the akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it. Allah wants to see our sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Before we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here's one Naat Sharif. Very long since we read the Naat Sharif in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was written by Arif Billah, Adr Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Ramad Barakatuhu, may Allah ta'ala give him jazai khair, may Allah ta'ala give him sihat, sihata kamila, ajila, mustaqira, da'ima. And from this we can see, and we have heard this before also, that he loved for Medina Sharif. A mu'min pines, he waits, he longs, he yearns, just to be in Medina Sharif. We had some brothers, Sister Adri, from Syria, and who spent in many other parts of the world. But they mentioned that the people of Medina Sharif are so different. So different. They're so soft-natured. They're so loving, so warm. And that is because of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire Medina changed when Rasulullah sallam put his Mubarak foot into Medina Sharif. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, the day Rasulullah sallam entered Medina, the entire Medina became illuminated. Now we have such a great Nabi. Each one of us desires to be there. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, make it possible for us to to be and to visit Medina Sharif, Makkah and Medina, inshaAllah.
Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasman mein. Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasman mein. Dosto ye sher-e-Madina جس اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں دوستو یہ شہر مدینہ جس اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں.
This is the city of Medina from which Islam flourished and spread through the four corners of the globe.
Garn salli ala ho zuba par. Garn salli ala ho zuba par. Kya athar hoga aho fugha mein. Garn salli ala ho zuba par. کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغا میں ورفعناک انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں.
When there's no durood sharif upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what effect we can have in our du'as and our supplication and our crying to Allah? We require durood sharif in our du'as, then we see how Allah ta'ala readily accepts our du'as. Allah said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will elevate your name in the world. Allahu Akbar, when we say, Adhan is called, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Iqama also, the Rasulullah's name is elevated through the four corners of the globe.
آپکا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خرشید ہو آسمان میں دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب جامع شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب جامع
توحید oneness of Allah. We said لا الہ الا اللہ, it is not complete without محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ, this is complete ایمان, this has to be in our heart.
کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں دوستو یہ شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغا میں سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستا میں سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستا میں.
The moment you glance over the green dome of the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautiful, how attracting it is. You feel like you're in a beautiful garden.
Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامع آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں
یہ فیضان نور نبوت یہ فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں گر نہ صلی اعلی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغا میں کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں. عارف باللہ کہ مختر صاحب دامت برکات حسیس, I don't have the courage, I don't have the strength, I don't have the words to describe the condition, the shan, the status of the green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. دوستوں یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جامے. When you make the dhikr of Allah, think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriya, Allah's generosity, Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness. How powerful Allah is, how kind Allah is. Think of our gunas, and this is a dhikr we are going to make of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we take the name of Allah in a most beautiful, sweet, melodious tone, inshallah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
إلا الله
When you take the name Allah, just ponder and imagine that everything in the world is taking the name of the name Allah. The sky is saying Allah, the clouds are saying Allah, the rain is saying Allah, the ground is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the flowers are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the rivers are saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, every dust particle is saying Allah, every atom is saying Allah, even the hair on the body of mu'min is saying Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah, 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur bajaye o tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekho jidhar. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Allah, 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 Allah. إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطع. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت، أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم، يا غفار الذنوب، يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، يا غفار الذنوب، اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، دقها وجلها، أولها وآخرها، وعلانيتها وسرها. أو ممس بلبر الله، ممس كريم رحيم الله. Oh my Allah, you are Ghaffar. Ya Allah, we are sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Oh my Allah, our lives we have wasted, my Allah. Only in your disobedience, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we committed such terrible gunas, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we thought that nobody was looking at us, ya Allah. We thought that we were hiding from our parents and our children and our wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you were watching us, my Allah. You are Sami', you are Basir, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you watched every sin of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite our disobedience, you tolerated us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you concealed those sins from the entire ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not reveal those sins to our parents and our wives and our children, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, ya Allah, in broad daylight, whatever sins we committed, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, those sins with amadan, khata'an, ya Allah, whatever sins, deliberately, intentionally, unintentionally. Ya Allah, those mistakes we made, ya Allah, those blunders we made, my Allah. Ya Allah, those slips in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, those evil, ya Allah, that we perpetrated, my Allah. Ya Allah, in privacy or in public, my Allah.
Oh, my Allah, tonight, my Allah, after making the dhikr, your beautiful name, Ya Allah, we made dhikr of Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we heard munajat on you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we heard the Naashari for Surah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Accept all this, my Allah. Accept the ibadat we made tonight, Ya Allah. Accept this gathering of Ya Allah, dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the elderly ones, Ya Allah, the masoom children sitting here, Ya Allah. Ulama-i-kiram, hufaz-i-kiram, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. You have given us the opportunity, Ya Allah, of taking your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum sabko zakirin mein se bana, shakirin mein se bana. Oh Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We have raised our begging bowls, Ya Allah, in front of you, my Allah. We are not asking anybody else to forgive us, Ya Allah. Because there is no other person who can forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you who can forgive, and you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are tawwab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Remove every single sin that we have committed from our lives, Ya Allah. From our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Make our hearts pure, shining, bright, white and clean, Ya Allah. Give us a clean slate, Ya Allah. With no blemish, no dot, Ya Allah. No sin whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the washing powder that we can use in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it cannot remove the stain of sin on our hearts, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, but if you wish to forgive us, Ya Allah, just that one glance, Ya Allah, of your rahmat, Ya Allah, your karam, Ya Allah, it is sufficient for us in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, Ya Allah. Give us your marifat, give us your qurb, Ya Allah. Give us yaqeen in your dhats, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand that rosy is in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the provider of our rizq, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us search halal rosy, my Allah. Protect us from haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram earnings, Ya Allah. Allah, don't make one morsel of haram enter our bellies, Ya my Allah. Oh, my Allah, make us eat halal and wholesome food, my Allah. May Allah make our rosy easy for us, Ya Allah. Don't make us have to chase after our rosy, my Allah. Don't make us hanker after the dunya, my Allah. Don't make us get caught by the embellishments of this dunya. Don't make us get caught and, Ya Allah, attracted by the glitter and glamour of this world, my Allah. Don't make greed come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, greed has crept into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we just want more and more, Ya Allah. We don't even care, Ya Allah, whether it is from halal or haram sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are consuming riba, my Allah. Protect us from interest and haram and riba, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rozi halal. Make it be easy for us. Allahumma kfina bi halalika an haramik. Wa akhrina bi fadlika amman siwak. Ya Allah, it is because of this dunya that we are fighting with one another, Ya Allah. Brother and sister are not on talking terms. Father and son are fighting, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, because of this dunya, Ya Allah, we have gone to the courts, Ya Allah, for them to decide, my Allah. Ya Allah, what a shame it will be in the day of Qiyamah in front of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had stones tied to his belly. Sahaba-i-kiram had stones tied to their belly. Ya Allah, you have given us so much of ni'mas today, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this zamana, you have provided such beautiful, comfortable homes for us, Ya Allah. You have given us cars, Ya Allah, to drive, my Allah. You have given us everything of dunya that we want, my Allah. Despite all that, Ya Allah, we are still ungrateful servants, my Allah. We don't make shukr, my Allah. We don't have qiraat in our lives, Ya Allah. We are so greedy, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become rusted, my Allah. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are feeling so distant away from you, my Allah. We feel so miserable, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, change our condition, my Allah. Change our lives, Ya Allah. Make us become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know what is taqwa, what is piety, Ya Allah. We have read about it in Quran, in Hadith, my Allah. We have read about it in the lives of the pious predecessors, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant us proper and pure and true taqwa, my Allah. Give us a taqwa, Ya Allah. Give us istiqamat on taqwa, Ya Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Give us istiqamat on iman, Ya Allah. Give us khatama and maut on iman, Ya Allah. Allahumma rzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. Wal maut bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what other umid can we have, my Allah? We've got no a'mal to present before you, my Allah. We've got no proper salah, zakat, hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have tainted our a'mal, Ya Allah, with riyah, my Allah. We have done things for show, my Allah. We don't have ikhlas in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Don't make us do things for riyah and ostentation and show, my Allah. Protect us from pride and jealousy and anger, Ya Allah. from all the spiritual melodies that we have in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, at least if you pass away in Madina Sharif with Iman, my Allah, the condition that you are pleased with us, my Allah, and we get burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, we can get the Shafaat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that is what we hope for, my Allah, that we get the Shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us stand up on the day of Qiyamah, from Jannatul Baqi, ya Allah. In the close proximity, in the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Farooq, radiyallahu ta'ala. And the other illustrious Sahaba who buried in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, then the people of Jannatul Mu'alla will come, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, they will be granted the shafaat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, don't deprive us, ya Allah. Don't deprive us, ya Allah, of the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah. Make us be amongst his jamaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we don't deserve to be there, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum bahut gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai. Ya Allah, but you are so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing you will lose, my Allah, if you grant us that, ya Allah. Make Rasulullah SAW be waiting for us at Hawza Kawthar, my Allah. At the fountain of Kawthar, my Allah. Make him open his arms, ya Allah, and wait for us, ya Allah. Make us go running towards him, my Allah. Make him embrace us and welcome us and smile at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, how we wish we could see our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have read about him in the Shama'il, my Allah. Oh, ya Allah, how beautiful, how handsome he was, my Allah. Noor coming, shining between his teeth, my Allah. His beautiful black zulfa, my Allah. His shining face, my Allah. His palms, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, softer than silk, ya Allah. The perspiration from his Mubarak body. Ya Allah, even Ya Allah. Ya Allah, more fragrant than musk, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just want to put our heads on his Mubarak shoulder, my Allah. Allah, and feel the coolness of his chest on our bodies, my Allah. And get the hose of Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us to cross Pulsirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Ya Allah, our amal be weed, my Allah. Make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Don't make there be any bad deeds, ya Allah. Transform all those bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have promised, you badilullahu sayyatim hasanat. When a person makes tawbah, you said, ya Allah, that you will change those bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making the tawbah, my Allah. We're making the sincere tawbah, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. They are making sincere tawbah, ya Allah. Our brothers in his masjid, my Allah. Don't deprive anyone tonight, my Allah. Don't deprive any ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll become happy, my Allah. Shaitan will become naraz, my Allah. Let Shaitan become naraz, my Allah. If you don't forgive us, my Allah, Shaitan will become happy, my Allah. He wants us to go into Jahannam with him, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Mujir, Ya Mujir, Ya Mujir. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, ya Allah. Grant them Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. All our family members, our relatives, ya Allah. Our parents, if they have passed away. Our grandparents, my Allah. Our children, if they have passed away. Our uncles and aunts and relatives, ya Allah. Our mashayikh, our appas, our satizai kiram, my Allah. Allah, our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, ya Allah. Forgive each one of them, ya Allah. All our mashayikh, ya Allah. Especially Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi Allah. Who used to cry and cry, my Allah. After he has left this world, we realize his pain. And he's crying for us, ya Allah. Oh, ya Allah, he is no longer with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel so lost, ya Allah. But oh, my Allah, you are hay, you are baqi, my Allah. You are maqsood and you are matloob, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, ya Allah. You guide us on sirat mustaqim, ya Allah. Those who are feeling low, my Allah, elevate them, ya Allah. Whatever mashakil we have, whatever difficulties we have, ya Allah. Whatever problems we are faced with, ya Allah. Whether it's social problem, domestic problem, financial problem, ya Allah, depression, whatever illness, whatever sickness, whatever bimari it may be, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever problem we have, ya Allah. Especially our brothers tonight who are here, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Remove all those wasawis. Remove all those problems that we have, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us an afiyat. Give us a rahat, my Allah. Give us barakat in our lives. Make us feel happy, my Allah. Strengthen our iman. Strengthen our Islam. Give us hidayat. Ya Allah, help us to go forward, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us now, my Allah. You guide us, ya Allah, towards akhirat, ya Allah. Make every step, ya Allah, be full of pleasure, full of your mercy, ya Allah. Make us enjoy every step coming towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as our brothers have, our sisters have, ya Allah. Whatever jais murads they have, ya Allah. You are well aware of each person's desire, Ya Allah. Fulfill each person's desire, Ya Allah. Grant each person his wish and desire, Ya Allah. Allah, there are so many people who are waiting to get married, Ya Allah. They don't have suitable partners, Ya Allah. Find them suitable partners, Ya Allah. Make them live a chaste and happy, blissful life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with pious children, Ya Allah. Those who are married can't get children, Ya Allah. You give them, grant them pious offspring, Ya Allah. Healthy and beautiful children, Ya Allah. Those who are married and got children, Ya Allah. O may Allah make the children, our children become the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O may Allah protect our youth, protect our youngsters, Ya Allah. Protect our young boys and young girls, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from taking drugs, Ya Allah. Protect them from the rave and disco clubs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from making, for living a life of ghaflat, Ya Allah. Protect us, our parents, Ya Allah, our children, Ya Allah. Our neighbors, our relatives, our friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, Ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.